Versatile receiver Deebo Samuel ran for 26 yards for a touchdown, the play after an interception by Dak Prescott, and the San Francisco 49ers held on for a 23-17 wildcard victory over the Dallas Cowboys. The 49ers overcame an interception by Jimmy Garoppolo when they led by 13 in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys had a final chance with 32 seconds remaining and were at San Francisco's 41 with 14 seconds to go when Prescott took off up the middle intending to slide and spike the ball for a final play, but Dallas didn't get the snap off from the 24 until the clock had expired. Elsewhere in the NFL playoffs on Sunday, it was Tampa Bay routing Philadelphia 31-15 and Kansas City blew out Pittsburgh 42-21. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has disbanded an alumni advisory committee that was created after a 2020 investigation found evidence of racial bias against black players in his program and bullying behavior by some of his assistants. The Gazette reports that Ferentz's decision to end the committee came shortly after its leader, former offensive lineman David Porter, suggested it was time for Iowa to part ways with Ferentz. But Ferentz said he had decided to overhaul the committee last fall before Porter made his comments to the other committee members in a text message. Sophomore Keegan Murray scored 25 points and pulled down 10 rebounds. Iowa withstood a comeback from Minnesota, but they've knocked off the Golden Gophers 81-71 to improve to 13-4 overall and at 3-3 in the Big Ten Conference. Murray sunk 11 of 17 shots from the floor and notching his fourth at double-double this season. Villanova and Ohio State were the only two top 25 college men's basketball teams in action yesterday. Colin Gillespie drained 5 three-pointers, scored 17 points as the 14th-ranked Wildcats beat up on Butler 82-42, and the 16th-ranked Buckeyes got 19 points from E.J. Deladell in a 61-56 victory over Penn State. Women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark scored 31 for the Iowa women as they knocked off at Nebraska 93-83. Elsewhere in at top 25 college women's basketball, it was number 3 Louisville over Boston College 63-53. 20th-ranked Notre Dame knocked off number 21 North Carolina 70-65. 6th-ranked Indiana down Purdue 73-68 in overtime. It was number 12 LSU all over Vanderbilt 82-64. 2nd-ranked Stanford knocked off Utah 83-73. It was Miami of Florida over number 15 Georgia Tech 46-45. Central Florida defeated number 24 South Florida 67-51. It was number 14 Baylor over Kansas 82-79. 5th-ranked Tennessee made easy work of number 19 Kentucky 84-58. It was number 1 South Carolina downing Arkansas 61-52. 11th-ranked Michigan knocked off 8th-ranked Maryland 69-49. And 4th-ranked North Carolina State beat number 16 Duke 84-60. Carl Anthony Towns had 26 points, 11 rebounds as the Minnesota Timberwolves knocked off the worn-out Golden State Warriors 119-99. The Warriors played without Steph Curry. Elsewhere in the NBA, Sunday, Phoenix defeated Detroit 135-108. It was Houston over Sacramento 118-112, and Utah downed at Denver 125-102. Brooklyn Nets have reported that Kevin Durant has an MCL in his left knee sprain. Now, it happened during their win over the Pelicans on Saturday. The injury occurred when teammate Bruce Brown was knocked backward and fell into his knee. The NBA's leading scorer had an MRI exam Sunday that confirmed the injury. Top stars, taking a look at that local sports schedule for you today in basketball. That's the only sport we've got going today. Peyton Jordan's at West Bend Mallard. Coon Rapids Baird girls will entertain Earlham. IKM Manning entertains at Riverside. We'll have that broadcast for you on 93.7 KKRL. And Glidden Ralston goes to Ogden tonight on Kick 106.7. Now, I'll have the broadcast of those IKM Manning games against Riverside tonight on KKRL, as well as on our video broadcast powered by New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. If you want to watch and listen to that game tonight, go to YouTube, search 1380 KCM. You'll be able to pull up and watch and listen to that broadcast. Again, pregame coverage again about 5:45, 5:50 tonight. The Glidden Ralston and Ogden games will be on Kick again with Nick Brink's pregame again between 5:45 and 5:50. And that is sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.